Navigating the complexities of hair growth and loss can be both concerning and deeply personal. So what steps should you take? Millions are affected by hair and scalp changes every day. In a society where our appearance can make or break even one day, where should you turn for informative, honest, science-based information? Kimberly Vaughn's goal for this podcast is to offer informative content with the help of subject matter experts, along with individuals just like you.
Welcome to Hair Loss, Restore Your Roots and Confidence. We're diving into a tough subject today. Do weight loss drugs, such as the favorite ones on the market today, cause hair loss? You're going to hear from a real client in her real story and journey from when she was 20 years old to where she is today, to a little over 30. She started off with very thin, fine hair. She started off 100 pounds heavier. And now today, she has fuller, thicker hair than she's had in her life. And she also is 100 pounds lighter. So stay tuned. And now we're on to the show. Thank you so much for joining Hair Loss, Restore Your Roots and Confidence today. We are joined by a special guest, Kara, who happens to actually be in our home city of Nashville and Brentwood, Tennessee. You know, I don't know about you, Kara, but I always roll those two together because sometimes people think they're all different, right? The greater Nashville area, let's say that. And you are coming in with us to join our podcast today because you have such an amazing story to tell about your hair loss journey, your hair growth journey, your weight loss journey, right? And so I know that our community and our listeners are excited to hear your story. So I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on, Kimberly. I'm really excited to talk about HPI and, you know, and just my hair loss journey and, also my weight loss journey too, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I first started going to you guys in 2021. My hair had been thinning for a while prior to that. Like I first noticed my hair thinning in my early 20s, and I had tried a number of treatments. I had had PRP, microneedling on my scalp and vitamin treatment. I did Vegamore. I did, Rogaine on my hair. I pretty much threw everything but the kitchen sink at my hair for the longest time. And nothing was really making, admittedly, I wasn't super consistent with anything that I was doing for my hair, but nothing was really making a big enough difference, in my hair that I felt like anything was really working. Mm-hmm. And then my business partner, Patty, told me about HPI because she was going to see you guys at the same time. And so that's when I first started going to HPI, and you guys have changed my life. So,
it's really, really sweet that you say that. And, you know, I share this and it's so true. But we talk in our staff meetings twice a week of how important it is to be able to be in such an amazing industry and to see the improvements and the success journeys and seeing this hair growth back into individuals like yourself. And as you said, you know, Kara, your hair loss journey started when you were in your 20s and you're in your early 30s now. And so would you say that you are finally at a point to where you like what you see when you look in the mirror when it comes to your hair?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day, actually, because I used to put a topic in my hair every day, which are those, for people who don't know what topic is, it's those microfiber hair filler, basically, on top of my head every single day. Otherwise, I just wouldn't feel good about myself and enough to go out and see people. And I just realized the other day, I haven't put topic in my hair probably in 6 months. I really cut back on the topic when I started seeing you again in 2022 because you told me how bad it is for your scalp and it kind of clogs things up. So I really tried to refrain from using it, but my hair was so thin at one point that I didn't feel like I could even go out and socialize without having that in my hair. I certainly didn't want to be photographed if I didn't have that in my hair because you could tell that my hair was very thin on the top. And since I've been through over a year of treatments with you at HPI, I don't feel like I need Topic anymore. I mean, my hair is really filled in quite a bit. And I haven't used it, and I can't even remember when the last time I used it was.
Oh my gosh. I mean, if I think I'm going to pull just that snippet out and turn that into a commercial. Because, well, it's just, you know, it's so funny, Kara, because we talk to clients about that all the time. Because you, as a client with thin, fine hair, and especially a female and male, both, you know, every time I say, especially a female, if I have a female guest on, I always try to qualify and loop my men back in. But, you know, as you said, you know, you're in a high profile position. So you have photographs made, you're in front of clients all day long, every day. And so you have to feel good about the way that you look. And if scalp coverage helped you feel better, you had to use it at the time, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I really was so thin on top that it looked like I was balding. You know, I guess I technically was. I mean, I don't know what constitutes balding, but you could visibly see my scalp. And it looked terrible, and I felt terrible about it. And so putting the Topic in my hair helped my confidence so much when I was going out and seeing clients and even just being social with friends.
Sure.
But yeah, I knew I had to kind of cut back on that. Mm-hmm. Aside from the fact that it's not good for your scalp, it just gets everywhere. Yeah. Like if you lean your head against a piece of furniture, there's black stuff everywhere. So it's not great. To be putting on your head.
Well, so this actually startled me the other day. I was talking to somebody in the clinic and she said, you know, she said, I have to stop wearing this stuff in my scalp. She said, I reached up and hugged a friend the other day that I hadn't seen in a year. And when he backed away from me, he had brown color all over the side of his face.
Yeah.
And she said, I was embarrassed. So she said, it was almost like I had to admit that I had something on my hair, or he was going to think, what the heck is going on? So she said, I quickly took a napkin, you know, and wiped his face off. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you feel like you were held prisoner to a product that then limits your activities on a day-to-day basis. So,
For sure. And then it's like, I wouldn't, you know, it interfered with me being able to put the serums on my head too, because if I would put the Topic on during the day and then go to put the, I would have to wash my hair at night before I put the serums on, because you can't put the serums on top of the Topic. It just makes it a black, sludgy mess. It's disgusting. And then, you know, wash my hair again in the morning because I had put serum on. So I was almost overwashing my hair. It was a vicious circle. So I'm glad that I don't have to use it anymore. Thanks to HPI.
Well, thank you for that. That's great. Well, but the key is where you are today, right? So let's reset. Let's roll back a little bit and let's talk to the audience about exactly how and you became to where you are today, when you can, with confidence, bend your head down and separate your hair and show on a, you know, a live video that your scalp has filled in. I mean, so much comparison to when we first met you in 2021. And for the listener, I am going to illustrate and show Kara's before pictures, as well as obviously you see her today. So, but we're going to share a lot of that information so that you'll be able to see that. But Kara, take us through your journey a little bit. Give us some understanding, because there's been a lot going on, as you said, hair loss, weight loss, confidence, and then here you are.
Yeah. So I actually was referred to you by my my business partner, Patty. So because at the time I was going to Atlanta to get PRF treatments, platelet-rich fibrin treatments on my scalp. And I remember Patty saying to me, why are you going all the way to Atlanta for this? I go to this hair clinic in Belmead and they're terrific. And I said, well, I don't know. They supposedly have a great treatment that helps. And I was trying everything at that point to help my hair. So there was no treatment that I wasn't open to trying, even if it meant traveling. And so I thought I would just come check out HPI and see what it was all about. And I think that prior to going to HPI, I was treating my hair loss. I was kind of winging it and just trying everything that I could to help it in a variety of treatments, but nothing was helping, because what was going on with me was internal. And so you helped me realize, and Thais helped me realize as well, that what was happening was inside my body, in my body systems, that was causing my hair to fall out. So I have a few things going on with me, or that were going on with me. Like, I have Hashimoto's. One of the symptoms of that is hair loss. I didn't know that prior to getting with you all at HPI and getting my blood work done. I also had high inflammation, and I was also very overweight. So being overweight certainly didn't help those things with my inflammation and my Hashimoto's symptoms, et cetera. So getting, I think, on a good track, getting a good baseline level blood work with you all at HPI and figuring out where I was at with my levels and what was kind of going on internally really helped with the treatment plan, I think, in helping me be successful.
Well, and the other thing is the realization of that what truly was the root cause of the hair loss, right? And us making sure that we helped you stop and take a breath and be diligent about your treatment, as why is one treatment going to make a difference? And for you, PRF, you know, and PRP both could have potentially worked, and they, it still might work. But at the time that you were having the treatments performed, they weren't being performed in a manner that your body could even react to those on a positive level.
Right.
So then after going and meeting with HPI in 2021, we started you on some treatments. And because you are local, we were able to perform some microneedling treatments. We started you on IV infusions. We started you on a very good in-home cleansing treatment program. Also help you understand and educate you on the importance of the scalp massage and that scalp stimulation. But then as you plateaued and the hair was doing well and you were on maintenance, then what did you decide to do to take care of your health then?
Yeah, so I started seeing a doctor who prescribed me semaglutide, which is basically the compounded version of Ozempic. And so I started taking that and started to lose weight. In total, I've lost 97 pounds. Since I've been on it, which has been about a year and a half now, at this point, it took me about a year to lose the weight, and now I'm just kind of maintaining. But that was really good for me, but that also further complicated my hair loss journey, because what was happening was I wasn't eating enough. And so my hair loss almost got worse before it got better. So I think it was in April of last year, I saw you all for a follow-up, and my hair loss was worse than it was in December. And at that point, I had lost probably 50 additional pounds between December and April, which is quite a bit of it's quite a bit of weight in 4 months. And I'd also had COVID. So I had COVID in January of 2023. And so I think that that combined with losing such a massive amount of weight in such a short period of time just kind of threw me into a tailspin with my hair loss, because my hair was falling out worse than it was prior to me coming to you. So it kind of had to do some work on the back end then, in learning what I needed to eat and how many calories I needed to be taking in, and the protein, and upping my protein levels to help my hair, because I was kind of starving my body for a while, which wasn't helping my hair. So,
right. Kara, with your weight loss journey, I mean, oh my gosh, losing 50 pounds in 4 months, that is extremely aggressive. So yeah. No matter what and how you were treating your hair loss at that time, you're going to experience a telogen effluvium shed, or that aggressive loss, because your body has a tendency to protect itself. And so that's what it was trying to do, right? During that weight loss journey. Now, certainly, you were doing everything that you were supposed to do. The medication was doing what it was supposed to do. And at the end of the day, we have to meet you where you are, right? And so losing the 97 pounds that you have lost was so critically important to you. And by us starting prevention ahead of time, when we started it in 2021, it certainly had stabilized the genetic loss that you were experiencing. However, then we went into this medication overload, right? Balancing this weight plus how you want to feel. And oh my gosh, do I just stay 100 pounds over the weight that I want to be because I don't want to lose my hair? No, no one wants to do that. But at the same time, there has to be a way that we can try to balance the two. And with you already having the exposure and the experience with HPI, it was great for you because you knew you had a trusted partner to come back to. And
totally. I felt like you guys supported me through the whole, you guys were so supportive through the whole process. Cause I really went through a range of emotions cause I had lost all this weight and I was feeling great, but then I was also feeling bad because my hair didn't look good. So I said, you know, here I am, I fixed one thing and then I've made another thing worse. So I was really discouraged for a period of time, but you all at HPI really helped me through that.
Well, coaching you, coaching anyone that comes to see us is, you know, our entire goal and mission is hair loss is complicated. It's devastating and it doesn't grow back overnight. You know, and mm-hmm. So the only way that we can truly lean into you is to meet you where you are at the time and say, okay, your body has lost X amount of nutrients. It's gone through trauma during all of this weight loss. And so we started at that point performing, I think, let's see, now help me remember if I'm right. I think we performed some IV infusions. Is that right?
Yeah, we did IV infusions. I had to up my protein. So, I had to eat, I essentially just had to eat. I wasn't eating. I was eating maybe one meal a day and it was not always a protein rich meal. So I had to do the homework on my end of upping my protein levels to, I think it was 80 grams a day is what, Thais and you wanted me eating every day. So.
Right. Well, and with boosting your protein, having the infusions, performing, coming in and having scalp stimulating treatments to really start to stimulate the hair in the growing phase, right? Because what's lost is lost. What we have to do is help you re-stimulate and grow that new hair as quickly as possible. And the only way to do that is get to the core or the actual root of the hair. And so,
yeah.
That you were also very diligent as well, is once you knew that you had mastered and corrected the issue with weight, you know, you knew you had a trusted partner with the hair growth. And by moving forward in the IV infusions, the scalp stimulations, the microneedling treatments, those have been able to finally get you back to where you said 6 months ago, you haven't had to worry about using scalp powders, scalp fillers, scalp coverage, right? And now your treatments are even that much easier for you to perform at home and to stay on maintenance.
Yep. And it almost was shocking to me too, when I went to go see you. So I went in April, I had pictures taken and that's when I realized that my hair loss was worse because I wasn't eating enough and I wasn't, and I also had been through COVID. So I had a post-COVID. It doesn't surprise me that I had post-COVID hair loss, just knowing how my hair reacts to certain stressors like around me. So that didn't shock me, but you know, when I saw those pictures in April and then seeing the follow-up pictures, which I believe were taken in maybe August or September of last year, it was shocking to me how much my hair had grown in such a short period of time and filled in. I mean, I looked like a different person. Right. So,
well, and you do today, even from when we saw you and first met you in 2021. I mean, you know, it's crazy when we look at those initial baselines and then we bring you full circle. And even though you had what we'll call a slight setback or a slight, you know, hiccup in the process, as my grandmother used to say, it just didn't matter because we knew what to do to get you back to where you are today. But we can't do this on our own, right? I mean, you had to step up and you had to help. And so you still had to shampoo daily. You had to get that massage in. You had to use light therapy. You had to come in for microneedling. I mean, it's a commitment on both sides.
Oh, totally. I mean, if you're not doing, I just decided to throw myself into it 100% when I came back to you in 2022, because I was like, if I'm not giving this 100% effort on my end to make the hair grow back, then I can't really say for sure what's working and what's not. So yeah, it definitely takes a commitment, I think, on the back end of sticking with it, because it's not instant gratification. It takes a few months to start to see results, but you do see results after you've been doing it for a while. So,
well, and I also think it's not gratification that takes a year or 2 years. You can see the results in, you know, some are fortunate enough to see results in 3 months. Others see results in 6 months. And certainly more aggressive cases, it might take 12 months to see the best results. But wouldn't you say that you noticed improvements in your hair texture, in the way the hair was growing earlier in the process, so that it was able to help give you the momentum and the encouragement to keep going?
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely saw, I think the first improvement that I saw was in my hair texture and just the amount that I was shedding. And then once I looked at pictures, that was real, because most of my hair loss is at the top of my head and the crown of my head. So it's kind of hard if I'm looking at myself in the mirror to really get a good look at what's going on there. But having the pictures taken and seeing that reaffirmed it even more. And then my hairdresser would tell me all the time that it was looking better every time I would go in there, and you know, that he was seeing a lot of new growth. And you can kind of see I have a lot of new growth happening, you know, that I didn't have before. So.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Well, Kara, it's so wonderful to see, you know, where you've come to date with the weight loss and the, you know, the renewed smile that you have on your face and how good you feel. And I know that your business is successful and all of that's going well. For the listener out there that maybe is struggling and in a depressed spot or in a very low spot, you know, what would you offer them as advice or encouragement to do to help themselves?
I would say, you know, keep going. Like if you're in a dark tunnel, there's a light at the end of every tunnel, I believe. Keep going and don't be afraid to try something new, because until you try it, you don't know if it's going to work for you. Especially with the semaglutide that I was on, people have a lot of opinions about that. There's a lot of talk about that on TikTok and Instagram and, you know, in the news about that it's bad for you. And I think that you have to just like separate the noise, and what might be bad for someone else might be actually good for you. So everybody has to make their decisions based on what's individually best for them and not what other people think or not what they're reading in the news. And same thing with hair. Like, I mean, if you are, try different things, because what might be right for somebody might respond really well to a certain type of vitamin that's on the market, like a Vegamore or a Nutrafol or something like that. For other people, though, that's not a one-stop shop. It's not an answer for everybody's hair loss. So if you're experiencing hair loss like I was, which I would say is significant, or was significant rather, go see a professional. Don't just order a vitamin off of the internet and think that it's going to solve your problems because an influencer told you that it's good for hair loss. Because there's so many things that can cause, and I'm just speaking from experience, like there's so many things that can cause hair loss that it's not a one size fits all for everybody.
That's exactly right. Oh, those are such great tips. And seeking the help and seeking the guidance and the counsel from somebody that is a specialist and really targeting the reason that you're seeking the help, right? I mean, you went to a specialist for your weight loss and you've had tremendous success. You came to HPI because we're clinical trichologists and we really look at the root of the cause of the problem. And so going through having a lot of treatments that might work fine, you know, for someone else, they might not work well for you or for someone that is listening, because they have other underlying areas that we really need to focus on and be concerned about.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not fixing, if there is something underlying that's causing your hair loss, you're just wasting your money by trying other treatments without consulting with someone who's a professional in that area first.
That's right. So. Yes, for sure. Well, Kara, this has been so encouraging for everyone listening. And I mean, you hit on so many areas today of, you know, self-confidence, self-esteem, really working with an individual who truly knows what's going on, whether it is on a weight loss journey or a hair growth journey, right? Is that it's important to lean in and commit. And as you said, you know, you hadn't always been very dedicated to your treatment regimen. And it made such a difference once you determined that you were going to lean in and you were going to be committed to the regrowth of your hair. It means so much to us that we can bring you real stories of real clients throughout the entire United States and their journey of stress, weight loss, weight gain, hair loss, and hair growth. We're always here to help you. All you have to do is simply reach out to the link that's below this podcast at info@hpihairpartners.com. You can go to our website at hpihairpartners.com, click on the consultation link, and that will bring you right into our platform. We'll be able to schedule a 15-minute hair analysis, and we can see if we can get to the root of your problem today and get you in a better place with your confidence, with your self-esteem, and certainly with the way that your hair looks. So as always, make it a great hair day, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the world of hair care and restoration. If you found this episode enlightening, don't forget to drop us a review over on Apple Podcasts. If you're eager to delve deeper into how HPI Hair Partners can cater to your hair needs, why wait? Connect with us today at hpihairpartners.com and make sure you never miss an episode by hitting that subscribe button. Tune in every week for fresh and enlightening updates. Until then, here's to healthier hair and boosted confidence.